1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. There's the rippling rhythms there of the Gafungo band. I don't know the name of them. I can't pronounce the name. They come from an island just off the coast of Japan. It's called Surf, I don't know. It's Surf Riot something. Anyway, welcome here. This is Billy pardon me, I almost sneezed. Yeah, baby. This is what we call the technical side of shit. Okay? Because we live in a day and age now where the curtain, the fourth wall, forget it. That motherfucker fell down a long time ago. So what I try to do is I try to combine the technical prep with a little bit of entertainment. So in other words, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, shit, look at that. We're overmodulating. Why don't we go ahead and turn up that goddamn compression again, Phil? You know, that knob you don't know how to use. Oh. Phil, why don't you fuck with the compression a little bit more? I like it, you know, excuse, don't get me wrong when I say the following. I like it tight, but that's not, when it comes to audio, I like that whole guitar center sound, you know, that whole guitar center, you know. I know the guy that did those guitar center spots, I think I told you guys. That cat cranked that shit all the way over, man. He didn't care. he was the account exec at K West when I was there as just a baby disc jockey back in 1980. And his whole thing was just like, the guitar center is gonna have the fucking. I said, Kevin, is that you? He goes, yeah. It didn't sound like anything like him. And in real life, he was like this.
Hey, Phil, how you been? Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think we got a couple of things going on, but then you're going.
That thing over here sounds like this. It was that that thing we used to sell called the nut squeezer. It could make a white guy sound black. Oh, actually, it could make a black guy sound white. That's it. The nut squeezer. Just go, yeah, I'd like to get a room for two people for the weekend at the Holiday Inn. Yeah, no, okay. So in other words, if you were black and you needed a reservation in a southern hotel where they're more than likely not going to give it to you once they hear your accent, you call up with the nut squeezer. And, all right, honey, don't worry, I've got it, I'll call the goddamn hotel. Hello. Hi,
my name is Pearly, Richard Pearly, and my wife and I would love to have a couple of rooms. Thank you very much. Okay, yeah, put it on my credit card, thanks, bye.
Yeah, I got it done, man, let's go. You know, how many of you guys are watching this? How many guys we got here for a live thing, man? Nobody yet? One guy did say to me, he says, Phil, why don't you lighten up on the politics, right? You know, why don't you take politics? I mean, I didn't say this to him. What I should have said was, what are you talking about, man? It's our fucking life here we're talking about. It is our fucking life, man. It is our fucking life, bitch. Stream is live. So we don't go officially live until 6 o'clock. And generally, that doesn't mean we don't start the show till 6:30. So I just wanted you to know that. Pixel is with us. How you doing, man? Where you been, man? Have you been with us on our chats? I saw something about, who's the cat who has the pan head? Oh, that was, what's his name? Indica 50. That cat's, are you off, man? Are you out like, you haven't been on any of the chats for a while, you say, man? I can't, goddamn, I haven't been on any of the BSPs for a while. Oh, okay, that's all right. Yeah, sure, that's okay. Where am I? Oh, yeah, I got to go over here. Then I got to go over here. We are live. I don't know if you're like me, but more and more people communicate by way of text. I'm noticing this. It may be a generational thing. I know the crew that works on my website, they're all, you know, millennial guys. And it's all text with them. Telephone is almost like you're asking them to walk into a TB ward, you know. How about if we use the phone? Sure, I guess. I don't fucking, you know. Now, I don't mind texting, but it's like, God damn it, you know. Sometimes I want to, my brain is going faster than my thumb, you know. That's what she said. Really?
Really? You know, I wouldn't shit you. Would I shit you? You're my favorite turd.
I don't know. Don't ask me why, man. I just used the most fucked up looking picture for this tweet I just sent out. It's a picture of a lady standing talking to a cop, And she called a cop because she wanted to talk to a black woman about her, about she was feeling bad and she saw a black lady. So she wanted to talk to her about how bad she felt. And the woman said, no, thank you. You know, and like probably 90% of most people would. And she called the cop on her. She called the cops on that woman. And I put a picture in the feed of that. Okay. I'm not done with this bullshit yet. So just hold on. Hold the fucking phone. Yeah. There they are, kicking the ball down the far sideline. That's Williams and Joey Johnson. And there's Joey Johnson right there. Gonna throw the ball in one-handed. Don't they usually use two, Bill?
Yeah, a lot of times they do, but a lot of times they don't.
Okay. Where's the ball now? I can't see it.
It's bouncing around. There it is there.
Ah, there's the ball there. Ah, that is Kuzmlinski, and he kicks the ball forward, and it's intercepted by Schlossinger, and Schlossinger kicks it back down toward the opposite goal. That's the referee. Boy, he's got a real job, doesn't he?
Yeah, there's only one of them. Well, there's actually three of them, but the other guys are on the side with a flag.
With a what?
With a flag, so you know if you're offside.
If you're upside?
No, if you're upside.
If you're upside.
If it's your upside, yeah.
Okay. And there goes Swenson. He's looking for, who knows what he's looking for. He's looking for his lost youth. Let's put it that way. He kicks it in toward the goal area. See that big net with the guy in the yellow? Yeah, that's it. Now they knocked it out of bounds. I can never tell who the hell knocked it. Look at this. They got the wave going in goddamn Russia. Finally catching up to that one over there, huh? Good. It only started here in 1981, but any chance we have, folks, to give shit to these people, because these people can't, you know what I mean? These people. All right, turn that off. Actually, those are my good buddies, Misery Slims. I love them. Good guys. Really good guys. And good band. I love their band. Yeah, they could use a more professional recording environment, of course. I like the C'est La Vie's. People say, they sing kind of flat. That's exactly why I like them. They don't fucking put on any airs. They sing just, you know, as they feel. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm not going to keep putzing with this motherfucker because it's... What I wanted to look at, though, and this is highly important. Yeah, there it is. So far, we got a really good feed going here. Pixel is checking in with something else. If anybody wants to join us here on the... oh, you know what I was going to say? Right on, baby. My life has been filled with those kinds of people. You know, have you ever known the people who are just like this? Like,
can you give me a ride home? I would... if you could, because somebody brought me here and they left.
Dude, you don't have a ride at all.
No, I don't know. Do you know Dave Delwagen?
No, I don't.
Well, he brought me to the ride. Shit, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do now.
Pixel says he hasn't been on a chat lately because I have a long dick. Oh, sorry, I have a long distance drive I do every, and it's on Fridays. Robert, can't wait for you to buy a sailboat, Phil. That's code for you gotta relax, Phil. You know what's gonna happen before I buy the sailboat? I'll fucking die, man. I will. I mean it. Because sailing is a very, you know, that's time consuming. You know, actually, you're probably right. All I gotta do is go out tomorrow and I could buy a fucking sailboat tomorrow. I could live on that son of a bitch. Have you ever lived on a boat? I hear it's not good. Living on a boat, I hear, is like really uncomfortable. Not, you know, just kind of, you know, uncomfortable, but also comfortable. I met a guy at, not to drop names, but I was at Trey Parker's wedding reception, and I met his father. And great guy. I think I met most of the family, in fact. And this cat had moved out to California, maybe with his son, maybe before, maybe after, and was living on a boat in Marina Del Rey. And he was, I remember him standing, says, yeah, I live on a boat. I go, you do? Yeah, yeah, love it. Love it, you know? I don't know if he had his girlfriend with him or what, but you know what I think? If my father had lived on a sailboat, my life would have been way better in terms of that whole dynamic, you know. Oh, for the sailboat stories. Yeah, Robert, you're right, man. One step up from unlife. And you hashtag that, too. I like that. Oh, van life. One step up from van life. Yeah. I got to say, I lived in a van a couple times. I didn't live in it permanently, but, you know, I lived in it long enough where it was like a couple of weeks, you know, where you're traveling up and down the coast. If you grew up in California, most of your life was spent going up and down the fucking coast, you know. As a kid, you're, let's take off, let's go up north, you know. That's if you grew up down here. I don't know what the kids up Northern California said. Let's take off, let's go down south, you know. So they always used to give a shit because, okay, you ever stood in San Francisco International Airport and you're boarding a flight for L.A.? The people at San Francisco, see you in Smell-A. Yeah, hope you guys survive in all that smog. Seriously. The only other time I saw anything like that was in Vegas. There was a guy wearing a cowboy hat, cowboy boots, sitting with his feet up, looking at everybody playing the slot machines, going, yeah, oh yeah, pay my taxes. That's it, yeah, that's it. Rock that coin into that slot again. Yep, you're paying my taxes. I love it. And I remember thinking, why would you be almost hostile about that, man? These people could turn around and take a look at you and go, fuck this, and get back on their airplane. And, you know, there was something about, he didn't like the gambling. I think he thought that it was, is there cat food around here? I think he thought it was probably, you know, bad for your soul.
I'm getting to you now. Hold on. Hold the phone. Hold the phone.
Robert says, it's exactly that, Phil, except the sea will always amaze you, and you don't have to carry the poop with you. You mean the ocean? I mean, on a sailboat? Well, you can't just dispose of it. What do you do? How do you, you know, how do you drain the shitter there, man? You got a little septic tank on board, but you don't just dump that shit at sea, do you? I never knew. I suppose it's probably, who says, what is this? This is, Roland, you started, I did, Roland, or may I call you Tracy? I did, because I have to make sure shit's working here, you know, it's just insane. Hi, Roland. Can't wait for you to buy a sailboat. Now, somebody says, I'm like, I've had a long day dealing with crazy Russians, says Roland Deli Design. How's that? Yeah, no, Marina Del Rey is nice. Oh, he says, if I was single, I would RV, live, and make art from there. Sweet. Well, it sounds good, doesn't it? If you were single and you could, what color should I paint my toenails while I listen? Well, I've always favored something kind of fuchsia, you know, a bright green. I don't know. How about turquoise? How about deep, deep, dark, just blood red? 2 miles, you can overboard. Oh, out 2 miles, you overboard the shit. Yeah, into the international waters. Oh, you go to a Russian Orthodox church. Wow, we got some whack people. Really? And you have to deal with these people at the church? Yeah, you're right. Robert, when my father passed on, we spread his ashes at sea, and we had to go 3 miles out to do it. You ready for that? Poor old Herb Henry spent all of his, well, much of his life sailing that area there, just out of the jetty at Newport Beach. That was his favorite place to sail. So we said, well, we'll go out there. And they got, make sure you take that shit 3 miles out, okay? I mean, I don't mean offensive, but yeah. We did. We took my father's ashes out 3 miles. And then I remember I had a big goddamn, like a big knife, you know, for filleting and cleaning fish. And I opened up the ash bag thing, and there was a wind that picked up, and some part of my father's ashes got on my pants. My brother's hand is holding on to me by my belt as I'm leaning over trying to spread these ashes, and my sister's reading a prayer, and the setting sun has kind of, you know, made this little corridor. It's kind of pretty, but it was also very human and very funny. I gotta be honest with you. And we did that. We came back.
we went into what was then the Berkshire restaurant. I don't know what it is called today. And that's why I told you the famous story where we were waiting for it too. We finally got to our table and we had our dinner. As we were leaving, there's a guy at the bar. He's going, "Hey, it's about time you people cleared out of there. You know, I've been waiting for my table." I'm just kidding, folks. And I look at it was Tommy Lasorda, who was the manager of the Dodgers. And I said, "Hey, Mr. Lasorda, we're big fans. You know, we this and that." He says, he was very nice. He said, "What?" He says, "What do you guys?" I said, we just dumped my old man 3 miles out. Now this was in 1987. Dodgers were doing, they were doing pretty well. Yes, he was, Robert. He was a good sailor. The older ones are kind of crazy. I love them, but they can be intense, says Tracy, about the Russians at her church. Yeah, sailing's good, man. The only problem with sailing is if you have a boat that has, you know, any kind of real up, you know, if it's teak, it's wood, any of that shit. Although, I don't know, how is it with the new materials? Is it still basically fiberglass, that kind of thing? I don't know, but it's a lot of maintenance. It's a lot of upkeep. It's a lot of, you know, hosing off shit. And now who won this goddamn senior U.S. Open? Some guy I never heard of. Some guy I never heard of, man. I'll tell you that. Meanwhile, Croatia and whoever. Denver? I'm kidding. Denmark. Right. Well, now, the Beach Boys song, Sloop John B. Yeah. It's a true story? Well, it's a poem. Isn't it a poem? Was it not a poem, Sloop John B., that got gradually adapted down through the years by different people? I didn't have a grandfather that that got us into fights. Well, my grandfather was a cop. So I guess in a way you could say he could have gotten us into fights, but he didn't. Okay, so I'm going to just get a little bit more stuff done here, you guys. Look at my levels here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'll be right back after these words from Chaucer's Milk and Honey Cuts. 5 different ways for you to lose weight. Hello, everyone. This is Dave Fishbeck. And you know, I gained an ungodly 300 pounds one summer just eating and enjoying life. I really wasn't paying much attention. I went into the summer weighing 150. I was 5'8". A lot of women loved me. I had girlfriends here and there. Also a wife, but I wasn't living with her. I was paying her. Not much, but just enough to keep her off my back. Anyway, long story short, by the end of the summer, I was 360 pounds, almost stroke-laden, and, well, forget it. I don't tell the story anymore.
Golden Shears hand on the wall, next to a Whipple Ball trophy that he won.
And on second thought, so, there I was, laying in bed one day at 350, 360. Let's put it in there, because I was working on it. You know, I was losing a good 5 pounds every couple of weeks, and I think I got it down to 350. But I still was at a point where I couldn't get out of bed easily. And that's when a guy from Vacutech arrived and said, "You know something, Dave? You can have it all and have it right from bed using this Vacutube, which will bring you food, cigarettes, liquor, even the telephone. All you do is turn it on and it sucks anything in the house directly into the tube right to you, laying on your back in bed." Yes, the Vacutube from Rightly. Take it from me, Dave Webcock. I don't know if that was my name at the beginning of the commercial, but because of political reasons and legal, I had to change it as we were doing the commercial. They just now walked up to me with the script change. Anyway, take it from me, Dave Webcock. I forget. Take it from Dave Webcock, he forgets. I may forget, but I won't forget you, pal. Yeah, well, that's too bad, because you... Oh, yeah, right. You butchered that, man. I may forget, but I won't forget any of you people on this crew. Somebody said, what, the most overrated band of the 80s? That was it. I don't mean to be cruel. I think Slash is great. Slash is a new band, by the way. It's a fantastic band. Frank Sidoris is in that band. One of our BSPs. His dad, Cleveland Frankie. Good people. I think Slash got better when he left them. So I had more bullshit, you know. And here, you know. I don't know what anybody's seeing. I don't know, you know. As I've said to my crew, you know, take a look, man. If you're not seeing this shit, know, maybe I got to move. You know, maybe we need to move the office, move the studio or something. But, Jesus H. fucking Christ. What I will tell you guys is the following thing. We're done with live events until this shit gets fixed. So this is the last live event we're going to have. We're not going to have anything. I'll let you know about chats, but I'm not going to keep doing this shit. I'm not going to, you know, you can see how much hair I have. I'm not going to lose the rest of it with this bullshit. Oh, man. You know, I thought, where were we? Last week or something? Well, maybe it's because there's too much movement. You know, there's too much, the bandwidth can't support all of the shit that's happening. Oh, bullshit. Yeah, there it is. It's freezing again. Okay. So I got a frozen screen. And this isn't just me, because when I talked to the BSPs on Friday night, buffering, up and down the fucking line, they're getting it. Let me take a picture of this shit. Reminding me of places that I've been. People are shooting off fireworks in Georgia, says Nathan. John D., yeah, shit's fucked weird, though. Like 2-3 weeks ago, I was great. Wonder what changed. Huh? Headroom. Well, okay, severe max headroom. Yeah, see? Matt, what people mean by max headroom is I'm getting that herky-jerky shit. Bitrate is still too high. I thought we lowered it. I'm going to get off of Dogcast. We got to get on Ustream or YouTube. Okay, so I'm into programming time now, man, so I can't fuck around anymore with this shit. Oh, dude, AJ, I've done that. You know, don't remind me. So I don't have any more time to dick with this shit. Swear to God, man, somebody fed a cat around here or something and it didn't remove the dish because it stinks to high heaven. Lord have mercy. Let me try this one more time. Yeah, look at this. It's just, it's like totally fucked up. The bitrate is too high. The original settings that Dogcast recommended were dog shit. That's why we had to go in and change it. Now we're supposed to change it again. I got a great idea for Dogcast. Why don't you have the settings so that we can deliver a live product? Because I never had this problem. 4, 5, 6 years ago, when we first started doing live shows on the web only, we never had this fucking problem. Every day we did a live show of 2-3 hours. Every fucking day, man. Never a problem. We showed a movie on the weekends. I don't know what the secret is here. Somehow, somewhere along the way, we went to a service. Maybe it was to save money. I don't know. You know, I mean, this is not worth it. If this is what saving money gets you, it is never worth it. I've never believed in that. I always let these guys say, well, it saved you a couple of bucks. Saved you a couple of bucks to do what? To deliver this shit? How I long for the days when we were belly aching about Akamai, you know, charging too much. Christ almighty, I'd go back to that. In a second. I got motherfuckers doing live, you know, how does goddamn Facebook do it? So here's what I got to do. I'm not going to keep doing this. So we're either going to be doing Facebook lives, you know, until we get this shit fixed, or we go to Ustream, or we go to YouTube. But I don't want any more to do with whoever it is that's providing this disastrous situation. Don't want to do it, man. I don't want to keep dicking around. I don't want to keep calling their fucking helpline. None of that. Jesus Christ almighty. Welcome to the fucking world of... Oh, man. No wonder people just fuck with downloads. They don't even do this shit. No wonder it's all down. Doing a live product like this every goddamn day. I'm not just talking about audio. This is video. This is the whole component, you know, the whole fucked up thing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Oh, what was Jay Santos, Margaret, and then one, two. I don't want to even look at this shit. I got the video on in front of me. See? But You can see it. Even at the with using this camera, looking at it, you can see it's got a little bit of that Max Headroom herky-jerky shit going on. And it's like, to look at that is distracting and depressing. I can't do my show and look at that. Man, we were fucking clean as, I mean, clear as a bell when we came out of the gate 3 weeks ago after Adam had adjusted everything. And here we are with this. Woohoo! I know what I gotta. Let's spend another 20 grand. Spend another 20 grand for another TriCaster. So Russia beat Spain. How about that shit? Oh, you guys, you're not following the World Cup? Okay, never mind. Russia beat Spain. Somebody tell Trump. He might want to call Putin and, you know.
Hi, Mr. Putin. Donald Trump. Yeah. Hey, nice job. You're beating Spain. They speak Spanish, right? Okay. Well, that's all right. Great job there. And everything. Just wanted you to know I got your back over here. Just anything you need, huh? Anything at all. You just give it. Hello? Hello?
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Bobby and Steve are back from the fucking lake. Margaret's back. What? So far, so good. Even though it's a shitty looking picture, it's still like moving forward. So that's something. Everybody on Twitter that is in the entertainment business or does something like, you know, like what I do, funny, being funny or trying to be funny, or musicians like Ben Montench, who is, you know, the keyboard player. Everybody's tweeting the same thing, which is, no, I'm not going to shut up and just play. You know, in other words, so we're all getting hit with the same thing, which is, well, just, you know, stick to being funny and all that shit. That makes about as much sense for me to say to a guy, why don't you just stick to, you know, just tending to the fry bin and don't worry about the discussion, you know. What the fuck, you know. Why don't you just stick to mowing lawns? Why don't you just stick to selling insurance? Just stick to taking the tonsils out. You there, you just stick to, you know, your legal briefs. And let who then discusses this shit? Who's left? Guys with no jobs? Probably not a bad group of people. As long as they're all unemployed. Let me just say something. I know you guys, you know, I don't want to scare you. Because I know I get the people saying, you know, relax, Phil. Don't worry about politics. I used to be like that until we got this guy. You can't do that anymore. That's how serious it is. Now, you don't have to believe me, but I can't relax and just let this shit happen. And I'll tell you, just so you know that I'm totally objective, the Democratic Party is fucked up, not in any position right now to win an election in 2020. No fucking position at all. They may be able to get this thing in, you know, the midterms, but they got no candidate. Because they got no, they're not articulating any platform. The Republicans, with their, you know, business as usual bullshit, which is like as old as the hills, they've never changed how they approach things ever, because they think one speed is the way you go. I swear to God, the guy that does 55 in the fast lane has got to be a fucking Republican,
because they just stay the same goddamn speed the whole goddamn time. Here's how we do it. This is the way we go, you know.
And the Democrats, they even got a goddamn, they got nothing, you know, to say. Oh, look at this. We just froze again. Another goddamn. Ay, ay, ay.
Whoa, ho, 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 sweet child of mine.
He's going to say, why can't I watch a live cast on demand as a subscriber? Michael Smith. That was back in May. What? Are we responding to these comments at all? I mean, what the fuck? John German. I got to get John German going here. Thanks, Nathan. Phil, more importantly, you got to get it figured out before you have a coronary. Yeah. Periscope has worked for you. True. Was it the net neutrality throttling? Well, I mean, here's the thing. If it's net neutrality throttling, tell me how much I got to pay. Okay? Because that's what that's about. It's just about sticking us up for more money. They're not throttling it just to be assholes. They're throttling it to make money, you know, which is pretty much to be assholes because they weren't, as if they weren't making enough money in the first place, right? So just tell me how much I got to pay and I'll goddamn fucking pay it. But I don't think so. I think this is just shit, you know, just shit delivery from a shit company. Want my honest opinion. Sweet child of mine. All right, I can't look at this without having a fucking coronary. So, as the man said, so I'm just going to put this thing to bed. I'm not even going to look at this thing. do this. Do this. And do, what else am I doing? That. Okay, got the music. All right. Then I need test 1, 2, 3, 4. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2. Boy, the pre-show ought to be a real hoot and a half. All right, man.
Pre-show ought to be a hoot and a half.
If you like my show, you're not going to want to miss the No Excuse with John Taffer show. Shut it down and listen to John, the award-winning hospitality legend. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Why is that motherfucker so loud? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. If you want to... Hello, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. What the fuck, man? Oh. You know, it would be cool if you engaged the right... Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. If you'd like to see the great John Taffer show, then all you have to do... If you like my show, you're not going to want to miss No Excuse with John Taffer. Shut it down and listen to John, the award-winning hospitality legend. Shut it down. Shut everything you're doing down and listen to John, the award-winning hospitality legend, as he brings his straight talk and unapologetic approach to daily topics and current events. You don't want to miss his latest interview with Adam Carolla, so download No Excuses every Tuesday on Podcast One, podcast1.com, and Apple Podcasts. I'll remember, rate, and review. Right? Okay. I want to take a minute and talk about your underwear. It's an important topic. Okay. I want to take a minute and talk about your underwear. It's very important. MeUndies are made with the softest fabric. They have the coolest styles and colors, and they come right to your door. Once you put them on, you'll always wear MeUndies. Perfect for that second and third date. You mean when you finally get your clothes off? Is that what you... Okay. It ain't second or third. I talked to a girl one time. She said... Never mind. she said, with you, Henry? It's going to be a long time. Perfect for that second and third date. I have a pair with bananas on them. I'm wearing them right now. All right, MeUndies is risk-free. They'll make sure you get the perfect pair for you. If you're not happy, they'll refund the cost, and you get to keep them. And because you're listening to me right now, you'll get 15% off your first pair of MeUndies and free shipping. Come on! So go to MeUndies.com/Phil. This is what it's called, you guys, direct response. So they judge me on how much you respond. And here's an extra gift for you. Order a pair of... The first 25 people just send proof of the gift. What the fuck? I got you. Okay. All right. So that's groovy. And then we have Quip. All right. We're gonna plow ahead with this thing, man. We're going off on time. We are not. I say to you, we are not going to be
fucking about. You know.
Real GM. Oh, call to action. I can dig it. Okay, the truth is, most of us are brushing our teeth wrong. Yeah, we're brushing our teeth wrong. I'll get it, you know, not for long enough. We're not, and we forget to change our brush on time. That's because most brands focus on selling flashy gimmicks rather than brushing. But not Quip. Quip. That's what. So what makes Quip so different? You got it. What the fuck are you? You want me to mention all of these points? Okay, so there's no ad-libbing in this copy, which is fine with me. Hi, it's Phil Henry for Quip. Listen, the truth is most of us are brushing our teeth wrong. I long suspected that. Not for long enough, and we forget to change our brush on time because most brands focus on selling flashy gimmicks rather than better brushing, but not Quip. So what makes Quip so different? Well, for starters, Quip is an electric toothbrush that's a fraction of the cost of those bulkier brushes. Quip's built-in timer helps you clean for the dentist-recommended 2 minutes, with guiding pulses that remind you when to switch sides. Next, Quip subscription plans are for your health, not just your convenience. They deliver new brush heads on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5, including free shipping. Also, Quip comes with a mount that suctions right to your mirror and unsticks to use as a cover for hygienic travel with the... and unsticks to use as a cover for hygienic travel with... Yeesh. You know, the truth is, most of us are brushing our teeth wrong. Not for long enough. We forget to change the brush on time. That's because most brands focus on selling flashy gimmicks rather than, well, better brushing, but not Quip. So what makes Quip so different? Well, for starters, Quip is an electric toothbrush that's a fraction of the cost of the bulkier brushes, while still packing just the right amount of vibrations to help you clean your teeth. Quip's built-in timer helps you clean for the dentist-recommended 2 minutes. Did you know that? 2 minutes with guiding pulses that remind you when to switch sides. Next, Quip's subscription plans...